This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I don't know how much sanity tonight. I can't. There you go. Now I can actually hear it. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Are you out there? Yeah. You know what? Watch out for the little guys. I mean, what? They're all over the place, aren't they? Anyway, no, really, there are little guys running around all over the place tonight. Be careful for them, about them, and that kind of stuff. Keep your eyes open. You know, usually you go up your street at, what, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour? Don't do that. Don't do that. Take your time and make sure they get home. If you want candy, you don't have to hit one to get your candy. You can go down to the local 7-Eleven. I'm sure they got bags and bags and bags of it tonight. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Hey, that's weird. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know we got a lot. We got a lot to talk about tonight. And, I mean, is anybody really surprised? Seriously. We're gonna get into the real meat of this in a little bit. But is anybody really surprised about what's going on? You know, I mean, Wiener had a lot of things hidden. What made you think he wouldn't have a...
Not so much.
Email? No. Well, he exposed it. He tried to hide it. From my understanding, from other people who saw the pictures, it was very easy to hide, if you get my drift. Anyway, a whole bunch of stuff out there to talk about. You're disgusting. Now I've got that vision in my head. Thank you so much. Producer Tammy. There you go. Anyway, it's been confirmed Dominion Voting Systems, a company that supplies 50% of the voting machines to America, donated to the Clinton. Why would you donate to the Clinton Foundation? Why would you donate to anybody that you might have to... all right, stupid question. Never mind. It's that simple. So the voting irregularities linked to the companies that donated to the Clinton Foundation say millions of Americans have cast ballots on vulnerable, my tongue won't do that, and unverifiable computers. Now, we did this last year. Remember the story we did about the guy in Florida that wrote the code that erased itself afterward? So after the machines tallied everything up, the machines internally reset themselves. You couldn't even get a count anymore. So, and there's so much going on in computers on the internet, it's just amazing. And it's so easy to cheat on the internet and on those voting machines. And there's a lot of information going back and forth on that interweb thing. And when you think about her computer being hacked, other people's computers being hacked, government computers being hacked, how can you feel safe about your vote? How does that happen? I want to go back to the old fact. Put the paper ballots, put them in a box. If three people watch them, right? And take it from there. Now, anyway, the hacker Guccifer 2.0 released documents which he took from the computer network of a Democratic National Committee Now, among these files, one tabulated a list of big money donors to the Clintons. This is something nobody's actually looked at yet. And the one fact that has gone totally unreported, two of three companies that control the electronic voting market, two of the three companies, are you with me? That would be 75% for those of you who run out of fingers and toes. They control the electronic voting market. Dominion and HIG. Guess where they were found? Yes, they were found on the list of companies that donated to the Clintons. Apart from the security problems, many researchers have, say that the biggest danger doesn't come from the outside, but from the inside. Most of the election companies have been mired in controversy. Right? You got conflicts of interest going on. You got money flying around all over the place. I mean, seriously. When you've donated that kind of money to any campaign in particular, you shouldn't be allowed to be providing this kind of equipment to the American people. Now, most of the election companies have been mired in controversy for a long time. This isn't the first. But when it comes to Dominion voting systems, they supply over 50% of the equipment. They've given all that money to the Clinton Foundation, and somehow they seem to be able to get the contracts in state after state after state after state. Isn't that cool? Let me see what it says here. Dominion voting systems. Now, this is even better. A Canadian company is providing our equipment for the American elections. We can't even put our own people to work. We can't entice them back. I wonder why that is.
I know why that is.
Go ahead. You got to be ready when you want to respond.
You didn't push the button.
I'm always pushing buttons.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure the logic behind hiring a Canadian company would be that they wouldn't have a pony in the race, so to say.
Okay.
Right? I mean, everybody in America is going to be voting for the president. Well, most people.
Okay.
At least the business owners would be.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that the logic behind it was probably that the Canadian people weren't going to be voting in our elections. So why would they be donating to the Clinton Foundation? Are you telling me Canadian companies are the ones that are donating to the Clinton Foundation?
Dominion Voting Systems, yes, is voting to the Clinton Foundation.
Hang on, there's another Joe, isn't it?
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back. Guess who joins us? As she does every Monday, Kimberly Moran joins us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetables. vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
To the Real Side on GCN Live.
That is the Genesis Communication Network.
Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The second hour, we're going to talk about how, you ready for this? Trump and Hillary are your fault. That's right, and I'll tell you why, but you're going to hang out to the next hour, and then we're going to discuss Harry Reid, the little slime ball that he is. Really, now all of a sudden, he wants Comey impeached. Couldn't get him to move on that at all before. I got a whole bunch of stuff. And if you got nothing to hide, right? If this administration is so transparent, so real, and you got nothing to hide, why is the AG pleading the fifth? I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually, so I don't always understand. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to try to straighten me out and get me to understand these things you're an independent, right? You're not a libertarian. You're an independent.
Yes.
Okay. So
I don't
parties.
Okay, from an independent point of view, we don't have here in California. It's called the declined estate party, is what they call it.
Well, we're really unenrolled here or undeclared, but whatever.
Yeah. Anyhow, it's funny because they're talking about and I think. When you watch what's happening on TV, they're trying to tell you how Trump is losing in every state and how registrations are up for Democrats. But if this is why I tell you people, do your own homework. Because when you go out and you look, what you find out is they're right. The Democrats are beating Republicans in registrations, but the independents, the decline of states, the no party preference, they're actually really cranking out there. People are registering to vote, but they're not registering in a particular party. That's a reality. That's something we should be looking at, isn't it?
It is. And honestly, independents are often neglected or they just can't be found on party lists to go to door-to-door. Republicans and Democrats usually work from lists that they have, databases of actual Democrats and Republicans. I think it's far and few between that they have lists of independent voters. I finally got on some lists this year. I do get, mailers all the time, and I actually had Planned Parenthood come to my door and ask for me specifically, which is even more amusing because Planned Parenthood in New Hampshire knows me,
right.
And they know I absolutely can't stand them. So I thought that was funny, and someone else from the Trump campaign came and put a flyer on the door. So I'm on some list. I don't know if it's because I'm in politics or what, but I thought it was kind of amusing.
Well, they're going to have something to do. So I actually like to get into the real story of the day. You know what today is, right? And I know, and you're up there in, like, Witchville, aren't you? You're not far from Salem, are you? Yeah.
Excuse me, if I was during that time, I would have been burned at the stake.
But here's my thing. This has nothing to do with Halloween. I'm talking about all the scary stuff that's going on at the DNC with Hillary Clinton and Aberdeen and the rest of them. I mean, this stuff is just pouring out of the back of a back of a cement mixer, just coming on them like a ton of bricks. And what's their fight? What's their argument? They're telling everybody, well, we haven't verified any of this yet. We don't know if any of this is really true. I'm amazed. It's like you catch your kid with a spray can in his hand and he's going, no, it's not my can. Right?
I didn't do it.
No, but isn't that red paint in your finger? Yeah, isn't that red can? Yeah, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. You can't prove it. You didn't see me. And that's what they're doing on that. That's what they're doing on the Dem side. I mean, you've got, what's her name? The DNC chair, she had to step down from CNN today, or she resigned from CNN. Yeah, I'm sure it was her doing, too. She resigned from CNN today, says that she didn't give any of that information, and this is how these people do this all the time. Do you remember the old, I keep on called Barney the Dinosaur, what's his name? Barney Franks, right, from Massachusetts. Remember when he was on the O'Reilly show, and O'Reilly played the clip of him saying something, and he said, I didn't say that, and O'Reilly got furious. He said, it's right there. Yeah, go ahead.
No, he denied it. I can't stand Bonnie Frank. Listen, this is what Democrats do. They will say one thing. You will have a video of them in their own words saying it, and they will deny it and deny it and deny it as if you're the stupid one and you're wrong. And guess what? Their followers and their supporters will believe them even if you show them to their face the video.
They don't care.
That's how insane the Democrat Party is. They just they repeat a lie often enough and as many times as it takes for people to believe it. And people do. That's the problem. People do. People won't go back and look at the evidence that proves otherwise. Donna Brazile said she had nothing to do with that original question that came up that she supposedly gave to Hillary Clinton. But then another one came out. Let's see, Donna, were you lying the first time or are you lying now? usually if you catch a Democrat a lie, it's true, and they'll lie about the lie.
It's almost amazing that they can't find everything they come out with in their speeches and what they're talking about. It starts off as a lie, and maybe it's easier for them to find the truth than the lie. I don't even know how to deal with this. I had four teenagers. There wasn't this much lying going on in my house, and I didn't have angels, believe me.
you have to understand something. If Democrats actually ever told the truth, no one would vote for them. And I'm not just saying that. If they told the truth about their history of their own party, if they told the truth about their policies and their ideology, no one in their right mind would vote for them because it's all bad.
But Kimberly, even with all this negative crap going on, she still, and listen, I want to tell some of my friends, I'm not on her side. I mean, she spent almost $200 million against Trump. He spent, what, a little, just coming up on 50 or a little over 50 on the advertisement. You know, with everything she's got going on, she should be up, with that kind of money, she should be up like crazy on him. She's not. She's squeaking by in some states. This has had some effect on her, but I don't know if enough. I don't know if people are either paying attention or they don't care. I'm thoroughly confused here.
I think people are disgusted at both candidates. So I think, you know, I have independents, unenrolled, whatever you want to call them. I have them asking me, what do? I can't stand either of these clowns. Who am I supposed to vote for? And I'm not a good person to ask because, you know, I already know how I feel. But regular people who don't, you know, who aren't political junkies like we are, they are looking at these two candidates and they're saying, oh, my God, my big thing is to just tell people to vote down ticket. Vote for the good people down ticket if you can't vote, you know, at the top. But I think if you look at Trump's rally,
yeah.
If you look at, I mean, if you drive anywhere, there's all Trump signs. There's hardly any Clinton signs anywhere. And I can say that in New Hampshire, you see both. Usually, right. You see typical amount of votes. I see more Trump than anything, even though they keep stealing them.
We got to go for a quick break. I want to touch more on that, on the support, the untraditional support that he has. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Kimberly Warren joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love how stuff just pops off and pops on my screen. It's wonderful. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. And I do, you know what, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have been talking. We are talking. We will continue to talk about Hillary Clinton and... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. Relax. Back up. Don't worry about it. The and Hillary Clinton and really, truly, that whole team of hers. And we're going to talk about them more later. I got some more facts, we'll say, on what's going on with Hillary, what's going on with her team, and how they're all sitting there. Can you imagine them all sitting in those cubicles and pointing fingers at each other going, I didn't do that. I didn't order that. I didn't write that. I didn't send that. Let's bring Kimberly Moore in. She can help me figure all of this out. She's with us every week. And Kimberly, tell people where they can find you, where they can find your writing, and check out your show.
You can find me locally on New Hampshire Political Buzz, nationally at the Federalist Papers Project. I wrote some doozies about Hillary Clinton today. You can also find me at Manchester Political Buzz. I'm the Political Buzz anchor, Politically Buzzed anchor, Monday mornings at 8:20.
Politically Buzzed?
Yeah, that's what we
call it. What do you do, like you do a joint before you go on the air? How does that work?
Oh, my God. If I did that, I'd be passed out. No.
No. You'd be taken off the air.
Because I'm hyper. I'm always hyper. It doesn't matter if it's first thing in the morning or last thing at the end of the night. I'm always hyper.
All right. So, you know, we were getting in. First, let me welcome Butch from Texas. And there was a question in there earlier that said the AG won't discuss, why was the AG... pleading the fifth. Well, she didn't want to discuss. And that's, we've got all these law people around them, and they're all pleading the fifth, including the AG, who doesn't want to discuss her meeting with Billy Bob. She doesn't want to talk about what she told the FBI, her involvement with Comey. I mean, that's a problem when the AG of these United States won't say anything. Agreed?
This is... The problem with this Obama administration... is that he has politicized...
Well, one of the many.
One of the many. He has politicized the Department of Justice and the FBI. And the problem is, we, the people, rely on the Department of Justice to right injustices, including by government overlords that we have. So now we have no one. We don't have the Supreme Court because they screwed up on Obamacare. We don't, because that was politicized. We don't have the Department of Justice because they only...
Kimberly, do you remember you and I talking about this? And I said to you, this reminds me, and we talked about this during the break too, but this reminds me of, you know, Boston and the Mafia in the 70s. And, you know, Judge Roberts, or Justice Roberts, when this went down, I said, somebody went into him and said, listen, I know you have nephews here. I know you have sisters over here. I know your mother lives over here. Do you know what I'm saying to you? And that's the way it went down. Nobody actually threatens somebody. There's little innuendos made. And now it comes out in some of the emails that we're seeing in the discussions, he was threatened by the administration.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The emails that we see, the emails now that verify all the things we thought and said before. This is horrifying. This is like a banana republic. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton is behaving like. Banana republic countries have horrifyingly corrupt people as their president. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton would be if she, God forbid, becomes president. And that's what basically Obama has been too, because there's massive corruption in the Obama administration, and the only people who suffer are we the people.
Yeah,
and no one's doing the same thing about it.
Well, we've allowed it to happen. My latest piece will tee off. My latest piece will tee off some of my listeners, because I said we have Trump and Hillary are your fault. Really that simple.
You know, I've been saying that for how long now? We did it. We get the government we deserve.
Yep, and we need to fight back. We need to push back. We need to get on this big time. So I don't even know. But you were talking about before the break, which I thought was, you know, you and I both have worked. I won't say we're community organizers because that's like really a nasty term. But you know, we've worked with the locals when it comes to parties or getting people out to vote and that kind of stuff. And I've been saying this on the show, and people don't understand this. You know, Hillary has, what, 5,600 people that she's got on her payroll to go out there and try to get people to vote for her. Trump's got a little over 1,500. When she has a rally, well, what are they? They had a blow-off two of Kane's rallies because they couldn't get 200 people to show up. She has a rally. She gets a couple hundred to show up. He has a rally. He's got to wait because the lines are so long to get in. There's 10, 12, 15,000. One of the events he did a couple of weeks ago, there were 20,000 people in there. You and I know that if we had 100 people walking houses all weekend, we might be able to do 12, 15, 18,000 houses a month, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Different dynamic, is it not?
You're forgetting. That's only who she has on her staff. You're forgetting the union. You're forgetting Planned Parenthood Action.
You're right.
You're forgetting all these other leftmovon.org. You're forgetting all these other left-wing organizations that are in the tank no matter what left-wing lunatic is running for president. And they are pushing all the Democrat candidates down ticket. So this doesn't just affect the presidential election. It affects all your locals. These people are spending millions, and probably billions, honestly, billions of dollars to get Democrats to take over your locality, your state, your municipality, whatever you want to call it. They are spending billions of dollars. And like in the state of New Hampshire, we see it. We see it all the time. They're spending millions of dollars. All these multiple left-wing organizations, never mind just her own, never mind the DNC. That tells me, we're screwed if they actually get through to voters more so than good people.
Well, in my latest piece, if you head over to the website, again, you know, we have, you know, Trump and Hillary are your fault. The first half of my piece is directed, aimed right at my Christian friends. So, you know, if you're one of those people that's easily, your feelings get easily hurt, first of all, you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. And secondly, don't go read the piece because it'll make you nuts. But, you know, we had 20 million evangelicals that wouldn't get off the couch, to come vote. And what was the last one decided by just under 5 million votes? And so it's kind of like, it's our fault. We get exactly what we deserve, but not just in the presidential. It's, you know, you talk about the state, the assembly, in your local elections, all of that stuff.
I focus more on state and local elections because that's more important, because you can literally go up to one of your state legislators and say, what in the hell did you just do? You know what I mean? You can actually make a lot of noise and make stuff happen and get rid of these people way easier than you can at the federal level. But you're right. I speak. You're preaching to the choir with me. I'm actually giving a presentation tomorrow night at a Republican committee, and that's exactly what I'm going to say.
You know,
get off your butt. Only do it come election time. You have to be paying attention and be an activist 24/7 all year round.
Yeah.
Not just when it's an election time.
Okay.
You're not a grassroots activist if you come out during election. Sorry.
Yeah, right. You're not a community organizer type. You know, we've got so much cleanup to do, and my fear is even if you replaced everybody in there, because of the virus that's in the air around Washington D.C., I don't know if you'd ever be able to change it. I don't know if you ever would get these people to start doing the right thing on a regular basis, because we watch what happens on a daily. We had Paul Ryan out here. You ready for this one? Usually I can get in to see these guys for free. You know, they don't charge me the big bucks because we're so involved with the party and what have you. I couldn't get anywhere near them. Right? Capitol Police. No, you can't. And I don't think it was the Capitol Police that wouldn't let me near him. I think it was my own party that wasn't open and letting me near him. And because I've written so many things. You know, again, I've said publicly, I believe he is the new face of a new wing of the Progressive Republican Party. That's what I believe. What do you think?
Paul Ryan?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You don't believe he's a conservative, do you really? Please
No. I don't believe that. I believe that it's not a new face of any new freaking party. It's the establishment, and he's become part of that. Look, when they go to D.C., there seems to be some disconnect. They're seeing, you know, those synaptic responses that happen in our brain. Well, I think that disconnects between the time they either fly or take a train to D.C. And something happens when they get there. When we say it's the swamp, it's really a swamp. I wish the creature from the Blackfoot Lagoon would just go deal with it.
Hey, we gotta go for a quick break, but I like that. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. All right, now you're going to make me find that theme.
People are so mad at
me. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
I could have a field day with that, but I'd get in so much trouble. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Apparently, I have a Chinese following that's turning my YouTube posts over in Chinese on Twitter or something. Anyway, that whatever. I speak it in English, so you can just go ahead and when you press play, you'll hear me speak English on the YouTube channel. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at it. If you head up on Facebook, I don't have my website yet, and I don't know why, because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, maybe. But if you head up to the Facebook page, you can actually purchase, check out the high-quality coffee mugs, and water bottle, and the buttons that we have. Now, I'll be giving some away for free, but they say it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Now, I wore mine last year and the year before and the year before that. And it's really cool because when you walk up to the cashier, they give you a little smile, and they always say the same thing. They say Merry Christmas first. They thank you for wearing the button because they're not allowed to respond Merry Christmas unless you do first, which is so stupid. You know, the cashier should be able to say anything they want to say. You know, I don't care. Happy Festivus, Merry Christmas, whatever. You know, when that's a problem in this country, it's a microcosm of what we really have going on. Anyway, Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate the time that she spends with me on the air. And I guess straightening me out from an independent perspective. Don't you think, Kimberly?
I don't have to do too much straightening out.
Oh, that's because we're from Boston. We understand each other. you know, we know how it goes. So the I don't even know where to go with all of this. I mean, people are up in arms about what's going on with her. They're up in arms about what's going on with the FBI. They're up in arms with what's going on within the DNC. And I joke about this all the time. People think I'm brain dead. I go, look, I grew up around this stuff. This is nothing new. You know, when the last four speakers of the House in Massachusetts have been indicted for embezzlement and fraud and racketeering and everything else, what do you think it's like there? Really? Seriously?
Joe, you know, I got to tell you something. Over the weekend, for the first time ever, it just randomly came on. I watched The Matrix. Have you seen it?
Why, we're living in it, aren't we?
Well, I took the red pill unknowingly back in 2008, and that's when all this truth came out, and that's when I started writing, and I became a political activist. And I'm like, damn, no one told me I could have taken the blue pill and kept taking that pill. Because ignorance is bliss. This, we have, Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt politician in United States history. There is no question about that. There should be a Guinness Book of World Records just for that, and her face and her husband's would be there. She is, there is so much corruption that we know about. Just think about what we don't know about. And it's not just Hillary Clinton. It's the entire Democrat Party. The entire Democrat Party is a criminal enterprise. Because they all support people like her. They don't care what people do that they know about. It's when they get caught, it's the cover-up. It's not about what they did. It's the fact that they covered it up. And when people get mad enough, that's when they push and say, you can't allow that. I mean, we've talked about this over and over again. Look at Teddy Kennedy. He led a woman to her death. She drowned to death because of Teddy Kennedy. The Democrats loved him. And Anthony Weiner would still be in office if there wasn't so much blowback against him. Feminists loved Bill Clinton, even though he was a serial sexual assaulter, because he loved abortion. I mean, it's so corrupt. It's disgusting. And it's not just Democrats. It's Republicans, too. It's the ruling class. They're no longer the political class. They're the ruling class. But, Hillary Clinton is
more. Well, you know, it wouldn't be so sad, or I should say, it wouldn't be so funny. You line up what people do. You line up what they do on one side of the aisle and on the other side of the aisle. When you talk about what Bill Clinton has done to women, and what Trump has done to women, you know, it seems he gets a pass. And Trump, if he looks at a woman the wrong way and raises an eyebrow when she walks by, he's a heathen, right? And then you look at what Hillary did to protect her husband. And what angle do they take? They take the angle, well, you know, women would protect their husband like that. Let me tell you what. If I did even thought about doing anything to a woman like that Bill Clinton has done, I would show up for the show the next day with this flat side of my head, all right? And I'd have no producer in the room anymore. You don't stand behind your husband when he's taking advantage, sexually abusing, raping women, and going after young girls, okay? How do you stand next to your how do you stand with your husband explain this to me?
If you're Hillary Clinton, you victimize his victims. I mean, that's just how it works in her world. Look, there is no person on this planet that I feel that hates people more than Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is all about her, her money, and her power. She doesn't care about people. Look what she did to the poverty-stricken in Haiti. She screwed them. People who are the poorest of the poor in the world. She was supposed to help them through the Clinton Foundation. She screwed them, but she helped her business buddies, and she helped her Clinton Foundation, which
Kimberly,
is her own fault.
On ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, any one of those stations, have you ever seen them video the protesters around the Clinton Foundation every day? Every single day, there is a large group of Haitian protesters out in front, and all they want is an audit. They want the foundation to be audited. Have you ever seen that on TV?
Of course not. Look, that's one of the other problems in this country, is the media is just another arm of the Democrat Party. They're part of the left-wing problem in this country. They do not report the truth. They are no longer actual journalists. They are biased. They should just be on the Clinton or the DNC payroll, because that's what most of them are now. It's right. Horrifying, and they help dumb down America, and America just went for it and said, oh, well, they must be telling the truth. They're journalists.
Well,
you know, because they'll be verified.
And now,
for people like us,
well,
take the damn red.
Now it's the 140 characters or less, right? You got the low IQ voters that are getting they're getting things on their smartphone. And they go, well, it must be real. It came from the interweb up on my smartphone. That's got to be real. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but that can work both ways. I mean, you can put stuff out there and it's truthful and honest, and it gets out there too. It works both ways.
Yeah.
People don't know what's true or not anymore. People don't verify. You know, they're online. They think they're being informed, but they're not. And that's one of the problems. And again, we let it happen. These places are still in business. If we truly wanted to shut them down and force them to actually be honest, we would do it.
Kimberly,
one
of the things, you know, if I had the time and the resources, I would start driving home in one category at a time. One of the categories would be phony stories released by Clinton and her team against Donald Trump. Like the woman who said that she was cold cocked at the it just came up on my screen. The woman who said she was cold cocked at a Trump rally, right? And we come to find out that that's not true and it wasn't done by a Trump person. And then the other guy was flipping off. There was a guy that they had pictures of that was flipping off. He was wearing a Trump 2016 shirt, and so they caught him doing things at the different. The different Trump rallies, but then when they found out who the guy was, he was a paid protester by the Clinton campaign. Do you know what I'm saying? One thing, yeah. It's
that's how they roll. That's exactly how they roll. And we've talked about this before. The ends justify the means. Alinsky tactics. They don't care. They will go in there and they will do this stuff. And what gets on the news is that it happened at a rally. What never gets on the news is that it was intentional and it was by the left. It wasn't actually by someone who supports Trump. And that's how they are. They're despicable, disgusting, deplorable. They're the real deplorable people. They're abhorrent, and they hate all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Even those dumb little protesters and those stupid little sheeple that follow them. I hate to tell you this, but the Democrats hate you too, sweetheart. They will throw you right under that bus.
Listen,
and will drive right over.
All those DNC emails we saw where they made fun of the Jews, they made fun of the blacks, they made fun of women, they made fun of everybody in those emails, and they weren't just making fun of them. They were degrading comments to those groups, and they got a pass. They got a total pass.
Of course they did. Look, I can't tell you how many times I've had truth discussions and have shown Democrats the truth, or Hillary Clinton supporters, or Planned Parenthood supporters, how many times, and their supporters, they believe it for a second, but then they get so mad that it's true that they just shut down and I get banned, or they call me names or whatever. They can't handle the truth.
No.
They just can't. And it's horrifying. And that we're living decades of the left doing this to people and creating this. This is nothing new. This has been going on for decades. They plan this all along. The left are very patient people.
Yep. They've always been a long game, Kimberly, and we have always been a short game, which is why we lose so often. I really believe that. We don't do long-term planning.
Absolutely. Yep, no, I totally agree with you.
All right, we're coming up on the end of the hour. Tell people again how they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz. I'm conservative IND on Twitter. The Federalist Papers Project. And Granite Rock as well.
Oh.
In New Hampshire.
Cool. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you're one of those Facebook people, you know you have to reset at the top of the hour. Otherwise, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Take care of your bodily functions. And please, come on back. We'll be right back. I can't say this is real here on The Real Side, right?